Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Glad you're here. Bob Prusin's here, too. Bob's a longtime great member of our Brain Trust. He's the president and CEO of Prusin Center for Business Advancement, author of the award-winning book. It's got so many awards. The title's covered up here. Kiss Theory Goodbye. He's our good friend, Bob Prusin. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be with you and your audience.
So I was reminding the audience, Bob, before you got here, that when I poll small business owners about the thing that's always on their mind, they're always wanting, they're always thinking about, is how to get more sales. Can you help us with that?
Oh, yeah, we can. So let's make sure everybody's got a pen and paper handy, because I'm going to give you some real tips that are going to help.
These are going to be on the test, folks. Go ahead.
Cash is king, right, Jim?
That's right.
So we got to sell it, and we have to collect it. So let's talk first about, do you know why customers buy? So let me give everybody a stat. 75% of people buy from us because they're trying to solve a problem. 25% buy because they have a need, and the difference is very easy to determine. Those of us that have a sales funnel, and I know your next guest is going to talk about that, when your opportunities in your funnel continue to move out, in other words, the close date, the time the customer is going to sign the agreement, keeps getting pushed out, that is not a problem. That's a need. Because when people have a problem, they have to solve it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's your distinction, folks. So make sure you're
timing,
very clear on your sales
timing. Timing should give you an indicator of whether it's a problem or a need.
It really does. It really does.
Interesting. Yeah. Most people never thought about that.
And we want problems, right? Because problems have a sense of urgency. So what we have to be good at doing, either we're the salesperson ourselves, if we're head of a small business, or we've got a salesperson or two working for us, we have to be outstanding at finding out the problems. And you know the way you find them out, Jim? You got to ask the right questions.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about questions, and I know you've talked to everybody about this before. These are insightful questions. These are the things that we ask.
This is the science of selling, folks, what he's talking about now, the communication skills. This is the science of selling. Go ahead, Bob.
How true that is, Jim. Thank you for that. When Jim said at the break that customers know a lot. We don't have to educate them. That's so true, right? With the internet and everything available to them, they can look up whatever product and service it is that we're selling. But what they really struggle with is not the product or the service. They're trying to solve a business problem. And this is a big mind shift for the sales organization. I work with companies every day on this. Matter of fact, right after this call, I'll be working with a customer in Austin, Texas. Same issue. Once you begin to do this mind shift, when you start to talk to prospects about the business problems they're having, not why they need your product, all of a sudden you're going to open up an entire new conversation. Now, what does this take? This says salespeople better be good at understanding business, because if you understand business, you can engage in this problem that they're having.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're really good at this and you know the right questions to ask, you will be able to close a deal. Quickly. It won't take as long, and you won't have the competitive pressures all the time that you face today. It doesn't
and
mean
you'll also time. And you'll also know, and this is very important, Bob, and I know you know this, you'll also know when to push a button and when to lay off the button.
Yes, how key
when
is that?
When to apply a little pressure, but only pressure because it'll solve a problem, or it's asking about a problem, and when to back off because it's less of a problem and more of a need. I'll give you an example. And I used to do this all the time. It's the end of the year. It's December 1st, right? And the customer is obviously going to be buying my product before long. The question is, when do they need it? How badly do they need it? Do they need it this year, right now, because the other was broken? or they need a tax advantage, or can they wait till January when the new edition comes out?
And that's all through your questioning, right?
It's exactly right. And so then, if you want them to close in December, you would talk to them about the tax advantages and the other, but only to the point that it addressed their problem. And if you push too hard, then that's when your relationship breaks down.
Right, and that's, people don't like being sold.
No.
Right? They like to invest. They don't like to buy.
That's right.
They want to invest. So yesterday I was on the phone with an incredible CEO who owns a hotel, a small boutique hotel in New York City of all places, Jim. And I was talking to her, and I said, let me ask you this. How important is it for you to solve this problem that we're talking about? And she said, it's urgent. I have to get it solved. Mm-hmm. I said, great. Do you have a plan that will get you there? She says, I have a plan, but it's not all put together yet. My next question was, would you like some help?
Mm-hmm.
Guess who just closed the deal yesterday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to know the questions to ask.
Mm-hmm.
How critical is that?
And when to ask. And again, back to the science of this, and you do it in a way that the customer answers the question for themselves.
How true is that? So what are the skills we have to have? We've got to be a fantastic listener.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be talking all the time as a salesperson. We've got to be able to ask the right questions. And when I say that, I mean I would literally have my little cheat sheet of questions that I ask. I don't carry them in there and read it, but I know it. And those are the key questions I ask. And every time I ask a question, I'm trying to get the customer or prospect at this point to say yes. Because if I can get these small little incremental yeses, then the big yes at the end is much easier to get.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking these questions about their business, about what's troubling them.
Right. One of the things we used to call those, in my world, we call those interim closes.
Yes.
Because right. that way, if you close the door behind that one issue, when he got to the big close, they couldn't go back to that because you'd already closed the door on that one.
That's exactly
interim
right.
Interim closes. Go ahead.
That's a strategy, right, Jim?
Right.
That's a strategy.
Yeah.
We don't go in and just talk. We have a strategy, a methodology.
That's right. That's right.
Customers buy because they have to solve problems, but understand they generally only have two issues in mind, depending on who you're selling to. Their boss,
mm-hmm.
right, because they got to make a good decision,
mm-hmm.
and their customer.
That's right.
Because if we're doing B2B, we have to be able to know about their customer.
BobProsen.com, is that right, Bob?
That's it.
BobProsen, PROSEN.com. Bob and I will be right back. I told you we'd get smarter when Bob joined us. 20 after, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.